when we look to our situation as citizens and as a church, being in living with the people and for the people, accompanying the people during the time of the struggle, and all throughout when the church started, the council started in 1965, it is the role of the church is always to be with the people, to help the people to come out from their problems and difficulties, and to help them also to go ahead with life normally.
So why do you think a campaign like this might actually help?
Because the message that we are carrying is powerful, that is forgiveness. And this is actually what the church has been doing since the time of the disciples, that people should live a life of forgiveness. Because in this life, you cannot say that I don't commit mistakes or offend other people. But always, when you have noticed that you have offended someone, and you come to the point of realization that I have wronged some of my brothers or my sisters, and I confess, ask them to forgive me, this will help us to continue living together in harmony and peace.
Yes, and the theme for this campaign is experience the power of forgiveness. I want you to explain for us that more.
Yeah, this actually theme is taken from the book of the letter of Paul to the church of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 32, that says, let me just read, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. The theme was taken from there, because in forgiveness there is power. When I forgive, I will be able to destroy the barrier that is being built because of the problems and the conflict and misunderstanding that is happened between two individuals or a group of people. So when we forgive one another, it gives us the power to overcome our differences. It gives us the power to see to it that our differences, it has never been for disagreement, but it is just to make us to understand one another in a better way. So if we forgive one another, we will be able to work again together.
Great. So how is this campaign going to run? What are some of the activities that will be happening within this campaign, and for how long?
Mainly, from the name Mega City Campaign, it's involving all the media houses. We are targeting our population through the radios, through the TVs, and also through the newspaper and a book whereby you read the testimony of some of our brothers and sisters that they have experienced some grievances in their lives, and they are able to forgive and experience the power of forgiveness, and now they are carrying his life normally. And there is also a device called a Mega Voice. We use it to record the testimonies of our brothers. These testimonies that are in the book are also in this device. And there is a Gospel of John, and also there is some songs and some topics that addressing the issues of differences in our kind, in our communities. So when you play that device, you will hear the testimonies, and that is how we're going to that is the method that we're using to reach. And in addition to that, we have a call center that people can call all the time. You can reach us through this number 2222 on both Zane or MTN. If you call Zane 2222 and MTN 2222, you will get somebody to respond to your call. And then he or she may ask you questions, and then based on that questions, based on your answers to these questions, you will get this device. We are giving it for free. We are not it's not for sale.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know. So basically, this free toll line that we can call in and people can call in, what should be their concern when they're calling in, for the device, or if you have some few, you're going through some things, or you want to forgive someone but you're finding it difficult, and just basically to give some kind of advice like that, what is this call toll free all about?
This call toll free for the device and the book, and also if there is anything that the church can do we can also help, like praying for people. Some people are seeking for advices, for counseling and so on. So we are open for that. If you ask any question in regards to counseling or you want prayer requests or anything, you ask, then people will note it down. Later on, a call will be, we will call you, then we will address the issue that you have raised.
Oh, that really sounds good. But just before we go, just tell us, because in some... Well, we, much as people will call it very important topics to discuss, we also have those kind of people who just call for fun. I mean, this is called toll-free. What could you like to tell them?
Actually...
To make it meaningful, you know, and yeah, fulfill its work.
You know, many people, when they call, they just say what they want to say. Mm-hmm. But our message is clear. If you try to speak and then you say things that is not going in line, we keep our track. We keep people on track. We keep asking people so that we can come back to the track of that and the purpose of this call. So that we will not divert the issue. So our people who are in the center, they are they love the Lord and they know how to address people on these issues.
That's good to know. Now, when you look at all the conflict-related problems today in South Sudan, where should the citizens focus attention most?
One of the things that I'm seeing it very important for our citizens in the country to focus is that the speeches that we are hate speech, we need to look seriously into that, because when you speak harsh words and hate speech against each other, I think that sparks the problems and conflict. But if we begin to change and begin to talk the language of peace with one another, as is in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 that I have read earlier, verse 29 says that, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listens. If we look into the way that our people are, we are talking, is not really falling under this. But I think we need to change now. The language that we are using has to be for constructive. It has to be a language that can bring us together, can bring us into unity, so that we can work again together.
All right. Reverend, just before you go, what should the ordinary citizens do during this campaign?
During this campaign, I want all the citizens to feel free to call this number, 2222, on both Zane and MTN, and don't get tired. Sometimes the network is not helping, but don't get tired. Keep calling; somebody will respond to your call. Secondly, as citizens, for us to benefit from what the church is doing, is to have that and then also put it into practice. Then our life will be changed, and that is the purpose. That we are to be changed so that we can live a changed life that can affect the community positively.
Thank you so much, Reverend, for coming to Mirai Studios. We really, really do appreciate your time. Any final message to the people listening to us?
Peace has been signed, yes, and it is now our role as South Sudanese to embrace this peace and to own it and to work for it so that it can materialize itself, and we live for peace, and then our country and all our citizens will enjoy living in peace. May God bless our country, the Republic of South Sudan.
Reverend Colonel Emmanuel, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios.
It is my pleasure, and may God bless you all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.